Speak up.
You're listening to Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. We're the campus and community radio station at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast from unceded Coast Salish territories. Good morning. Hello. Welcome. It's me, Jesse. Here on Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio at Simon Fraser University. Before we get going, I want to acknowledge that this program is produced and broadcast the unceded ancestral territory of the Halkamilam and Squamish speaking peoples. And I'm very grateful to be able to be here living my life and doing what I do in this beautiful place. Hope you are well. Hope you are as relieved by the cloudy day as I am. It was just a lot of sun. I'm happy to have a brief respite, and hopefully this can help with the forest fire situation in Squamish and all of that. So it's also just a little cooler out, which I don't hate. Yeah, I melt a little bit. I'm kind of like a crayon when it gets hot. Anyway, today's show is a mixed bag of talk stuff, and we will get into it pretty quickly, but first, as we always do, we're going to start with a little bit of music, and we're going back to La Lune, back to the moon, and we are going to hear the closer from their new record, Everything is a Circle, and it repeats and repeats itself. This one is called The Ache, and I love it. We'll be right back. Everything, oh no, that's The Ache, the last track off of Everything is a Circle, and it repeats and repeats itself by La Lune, who are, as my guest in studio Danny just mentioned, the current weekly local Hyperfixation band, I think.
Well, what's the next Hyperfixation going to be?
Well, I mean, it depends what gets released. There is a brand new album from Empanadas Ilegales that kind of rules, so that might be it. We'll see.
Okay, yeah. We had one of our other hosts, Leo. He was playing that, I remember.
Yeah. That one, I think it's called something Trifásico. I can't remember the first word, but it's good. Maybe we'll play some of that at some point today here at Sancocho Trifásico, which I don't know what that means. I speak Spanish allegedly, but not that well. I know that empanadas ilegales means illegal empanadas, but that's kind of cheating.
I mean, that's the extent of my knowledge, too.
Yeah. That voice you hear is Danny Nesvedrani, who is our community journalist here at CJSF. You've heard lots of his work here on Speak Up through the Local Journalism Initiative. And Danny's going to start hosting the Tuesday Speak Up.
Yeah, I'm very excited to, you know, not just be able to share the pieces I do on like a more personal level, but, you know, to get more involved on like the live production side of things here at CJSF. So, yeah, I'm very excited for that.
Cool. And I know we've got ideas for sort of different kinds of content you might be creating in or participating in that show. It's also always great to have more voices on the Speak Up roster, as it were. So Danny's in studio to kind of watch the magic. To watch the very dry technical side of producing a radio program. You used to host the show, so you've got some background at least.
Yeah, I know what's up for the most part, but it is good to get re-involved.
Totally. Yeah. It's a little bit like riding a bike in that you never forget, but if you haven't done it in a while, it does take, you know, a few pedals to get things back up and running. So, that's going to happen, I don't know, maybe next week or the following. We have a conference next week, so we'll see.
Most likely the following.
We'll have to see exactly what's going on. Anyway, since you're here, why don't we move on to one of your pieces? We have two on the roster for today, one which played on Tuesday, I believe, when I was not here, an interview with Mayor Mike Hurley about the Burnaby Economic Task Force, the mayor's sort of.
Excuse me, yes. So I had spoken with Mayor Mike Hurley because this will be explained in the piece, but during his State of the City address, he announced a mayoral task force on economic resilience and growth in Burnaby. And as, you know, many of these things go, I do think that the media release for that announcement left a lot to be learned. So I thought, why not learn more? And he was very willing to speak on that, so...
Cool. We'll jump right into that, and then more things will happen here in studio on Speak Up. Thanks for hanging out with us today, and enjoy this.
Reporting from Burnaby, BC, this is Danny Nesvedrani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. At the 2025 Burnaby State of the City Address on May 12th, Mayor Mike Hurley announced the formation of a new mayor's task force on Burnaby economic growth and resilience. According to the mayor during his address, quote, Burnaby's strengths as an economic generator and a home for business are many. Whether it's our central location, our extensive transportation network, our amazing amenities, the list of advantages is long. This task force will help us capitalize and build on those strengths, end quote. While the intent behind the task force has been made clear, CJSF decided to reach out to Mayor Mike Hurley for an interview on the topic, to give him the opportunity to name some of the specifics regarding the task force goals and desired impact on the city of Burnaby.
Well, first of all, I've been looking at our economic strategy for quite a while, and it's frankly been a bit outdated, and so I was considering doing something else, but along with the tariffs everything else we're now facing, I figured it was a great time to get key leaders in our community together to discuss what we can do. And Burnaby's very successful, but what can we do to be even more successful at this time? And to start to chart a path forward, not just right now, but chart a path forward for where we will be going in the future. So,
Mayor Hurley then went on to specify the main focus of the task force.
So the task force will be more related to because we have done a lot of different task force on affordability and homelessness and housing. We've done those task force and we've charted a pretty good path forward on those. But I think this is strictly economic to look at how we can attract more businesses, how we can ensure that the businesses we have are remaining successful and remaining competitive. And, you know, those are kind of some of the key things. But, we need to be very resilient at this time and to be very focused on what we can do and forget about the noise on the outside. It has to be what we can do to be better and to make ourselves more competitive and resilient.
In this response, Mayor Hurley mentions the noise on the outside. We asked him if this noise that he's referring to has anything to do with Canada's current economic relations with the United States.
Well, there's no question that you can't ignore that. That is a fact. But even before this and during COVID and at other times in our history, I think that Canada needs to now learn to stand on its own 2 feet more and rely less on sending some work that we should be doing here overseas to get it done what we feel is cheaper, but I don't believe it's cheaper in the long run. I think there's a big price that gets paid for that. So I think there's tremendous opportunity there here if we look at it, at the resources we have in this country. There's no way we should be so reliant on other countries to stay economically viable. And so I think it's incumbent on all of us leaders to work together to make sure that we never put ourselves in this position again.
Later on, we asked Mayor Hurley to explain how this task force on economic resilience and growth in Burnaby will remain accountable to its constituents.
I would hope to have check-ins, come back a year later and see what have we accomplished and to see if we're going in the right direction. So to me, that's a very important piece, is to come by. Are the things we said working? Have we put them into action yet? So, and all of this will be very open-ended to the public. It'll be, under public scrutiny right from the start, and that's a good thing. So, because we want to be as open about everything we're doing as possible. That's how we try to operate in the city in any case.
So far, Mayor Hurley has explained that the main goal of this task force on Burnaby economic growth and resilience will be to create a list of deliverables to be implemented that will increase business investment within the city. We asked if he was able to answer what type of businesses he had in mind.
Well, Burnaby's a big hub for high tech and for, the biosciences and... So we hope to stay there. It's also a big hub for the movie industry. So we'll be very focused on those because those are the big employers. And so employment's very important. So that'll be definitely front and center of what we do here. Because part of building that right-sized city and is having enough jobs that people can get to work easily. And hopefully even without taking a car. So that's our goal.
Previously, the mayor has created temporary task forces for housing affordability and unhoused population support. We asked if there were any lessons learned from running those task forces that will be noted for this committee.
Lessons learned would be to stay on track, to stay very focused on what we have to do. I think in this case that will be a bit easier because it's not as broad a topic. It's more very focused on economic resiliency, and so I don't think, you know, we'll bring in a moderator to moderate and make sure we're staying on track and staying on the topics that we should be. So that's always the hard part of when you get 12 people in a room, they start going all over the place. So it'll have to remain really focused, because 6 months, if you have one meeting a month, that's six meetings, right? So you have to get to work.
Lastly, we asked Mayor Mike Hurley why residents of Burnaby should look forward to this mayoral task force on economic resilience and growth in Burnaby. Why should people care?
Well, I think you should be excited about it, because it's the future of our city. You know, it's the future of all our residents that we're dealing with here. If we don't have financial stability, good jobs in our city, that affects everyone. And we all know about the affordability issues as is, so we can't let that get worse. We have to start to improve it. So the excitement should be is, you know, this is charting a way forward for everyone in the city, although it's focused on business. But business are important, very important part of what we do.
Once again, that was our conversation with Burnaby Mayor Mike Hurley on the upcoming mayoral task force on the city's economic growth and resilience. This has been Danny Nezvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. This segment would not have been possible without the continued support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. You can also find this piece on frequencynews.ca.
Trifulca by Empanadas Ilegales, Illegal Empanadas, from their new record, Sancocho Trifásico, which is out now and is super cool, sort of psychedelic cumbia, salsa stuff. Great live band. Great band to check out. They are playing a series of shows out east next, it seems, July 2nd in Montreal, July 3rd in London, Ontario, don't worry, not all the way across the Atlantic, and then July 12th in Toronto. Yeah, check them out. That track was La Trifulca, as I said. I was going to try to translate that in real time, but I'm not fast enough. Danny, was that your first... Oh, no, you had heard our programmer Leo talking about and playing, I imagine, Empanadas Ilegales.
Yes, yeah. I had not heard of them until, I think, last week when he had mentioned their album release party that was happening at, I think, Hollywood Theater.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, super cool stuff. And I think that's an amazing thing about the station is that up until just last week, I had no idea what this band was. And now I think they're awesome.
Yeah.
So.
And I did it, and La Trifulca means the brawl, the fight, the squabble in Espanol. So, yeah. Cool stuff. Before that, we heard a interview that you did with Burnaby Mayor Mike Hurley about Burnaby's Economic Resilience Task Force. I think that's the correct terminology.
Economic resilience and growth.
Oh, okay.
Exactly. And growth. Multifaceted.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think that was a fun interview to do just because, you know, I'm not an expert when it comes to things related to economics or what's needed for a municipality to attract new businesses. And I don't think the mayor was coming at it from a place of him being an absolute expert on it either, but, you know, I think it's important for people to know that these sort of things are going on in their community and that hopefully, you know, with the time and effort needed to band together people that are, you know, more so experts on economics, something can come out of that.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's, you know, one of the key things that we're able to do as a station with the Local Journalism Initiative and with your position is follow up on those important community things that you're like, oh, that sounds interesting. What is it?
Yeah, what is it? I think that that informs 90% of my job is wanting to know what something is within the community. Because especially right now, you know, with a lot of the Glacier Media publications that closed down recently, it's not an easy thing to always be aware of.
Right. Well, and on that note, our next piece is about that and a campaign to sort of save local news and local journalism, something that we are quite passionate about. You attended this event. What I mean, without giving away the whole piece we're about to play, what can you tell us?
What can I say? Yeah, without giving the piece away. Well, just that, you know, since those Glacier Media publications happened, there has been a pretty distinct lack of local journalism within the region. And by the region, I'm specifically speaking on the Tri-Cities, New West, Burnaby. And I think that puts a lot of weight on what we do here.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, yeah, this campaign was sort of, I guess, hoping to bring back that local journalism that people really relied on for decades,
mm-hmm.
almost a century. So
yeah, well, and I think it's important, you know, like to say and point out that, you know, we alone are not and cannot be the solution,
mm-hmm,
right?
Absolutely.
Like we provide what we're able to, and it's a different. You know, first of all, it's not print, you know, it's not sort of online written journalism, which is able to sort of come out more quickly and cover a wider range of things that we're able to do. But maybe we can provide sort of a more in-depth, different or humanizing angle to things, right? So, well, let's just get into it. And then if we have anything to talk about afterwards, we will do that.
Reporting from New Westminster, BC, this is Danny Nesvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. On April 17th of this year, three local news publications, the Burnaby Now, Tri-City News, and the New West Record all closed their doors. The parent company of these outlets, Glacier Media, cited financial challenges as the reason for these closures. Since then, the region, which consists of six separate municipalities, has been left lacking in local news coverage. This is something that four previous journalists of the now-closed Glacier Media publications are looking to change. In collaboration with media workers' union Unifor, on June 4th, 2025, a press conference was held at the Unifor Western Regional Office, where these four journalists, joined by the union, launched the Save Our Local News funding campaign. The current funding goal for the campaign is $100,000, which will be put towards creating a community-owned publication for residents of New Westminster, Burnaby, Port Coquitlam, Coquitlam, Balcarra, and Anmore.
This bold initiative aims to create a fresh, trusted, and reliable news publication in the growing communities of New Westminster, Burnaby, and the Tri-Cities. This grassroots project shows the tenacity and dedication of journalists who care about their communities and the work they produce. This is not just a fight against news deserts, this is a fight for democracy. Thousands of residents and organizations in the Tri-Cities, Burnaby, and New Westminster communities have lost access to their long-standing local news publications with the recent closures of the New Westminster Record, the Burnaby Now, and the Tri-City News. This project is one that puts communities over profits, and the co-op is asking the community to support this campaign, to support by fundraising, and fundraising starts now at savelocalnews.ca.
Later in the conference, Cornelia Naylor, previously a journalist with the Burnaby Now, had this to say on the importance of the Save Our Local News campaign.
The four reporters here today, Mario, Teresa McManus, and Janice Clue, and I represent more than 100 years of covering New West, Burnaby, and the Tri-Cities. We live in these communities too. Personally, it's broken my heart over the last 2 months to see what happens when communities lose their reliable source of local news. I was the Burnaby Now education reporter for 11 years. Just last week, the Burnaby School Board passed a budget that included $3.3 million in cuts to local schools. With the Now shut down, however, there was no one at that four-hour meeting to report on what concerned citizens lined up to say or to give context to the board's difficult decision. And that's just one example from one of these cities of the many important local stories that are no longer being told by reporters who really know them. Like Mario said, there has to be a better way.
After the conference, we spoke with Brian Gibson, president of Unifor Local 2000, who spoke about the positive reception that this campaign has already been receiving.
We've heard actually a lot of support, local businesses, local politicians even, and I know that our folks as journalists were concerned about being independent and